very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, this Thursday, July the 2nd, 2015, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at legal documents that protect women and men, but our main focus is women. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for the women out there, Thursday is your day. China Chema Zimai.
And we are also on the web. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, lobabu www.voandebele.com, lobanjalogu www.voashona.com.
Zimbabwe kutanga nekuti gwaro rakakoshesesa kuti munhu anga inaro igwaro rinoratidza kuti iwe ndiwe ana. Tinoti pachirungu maidentity documents particularly akafanana nebirth certificate neID. Chini taka kosa kuti madzimai awanikwe aine mazita awo pa angave matatu bizi kana iri mota ringave bhuku remota. Mazita awo ngaawanikwe aripo pa matatu bizi wayo, kwete kuti awo waisitine dzimba nhatu asi padzimba nhatu papo hapana zita rako. Madzimai tinoakurudzira kuti gwaro rekunyora zvaunoba kana uchinge wapa inonzi will iyoyi igwaro rakakosha, nekuti tinoona vanhu vakawanda vanoze kana vari vana vanozara vasina pekugara, kana vari vanhu vanozara vaakurwira zvinhu, nekuti iwewe unenge wafa musakabvu usina kunge wakatara kuti chakati ndoda kuchipa nhingi, chakati ndoda kuchifambise nemutoo uyu, vana vangu ndoda kuti chakati chiitike kwavari. Nekuti vanhu vanofunga kuti dzimweni dzenge wakanyora viu waakutozvishurudzira kufa, asi hapana chinhu chakadaro. I would urge women to ensure that the first and foremost important document that every woman should have is identity particulars. So that's your birth certificate, the national ID, if you want to travel, your passport. But those are basic identity particulars that any woman should have. Because even if you have to give birth to a child, you would need that to ensure that your child has a birth certificate. Even if you have to get legally married, you need the identity particulars so you can register your marriage. So those are basic documents that every woman should have. The marriage certificate is one document I would urge women to have. Because when you have a marriage certificate, you find a better chance of having your rights protected within a marriage institution. And in having a marriage certificate, it's important for women to know that there are two marriages that can be registered within the court of Zimbabwe. There's chapter 5.11, which is a monogamous marriage, which allows for one man, one woman. So it's not a polygamous. But then there's also chapter 5.07, which is potentially polygamous. When it comes to issues of properties, what I would advise the women of Zimbabwe is that you need to co-own property. Gone are the days when you would just say, ah, well, it can be registered in my husband's name. It's actually better for you to actually ensure your name appears on the title deed. Women need to draw their own will. The importance of having a will is that whatever wishes you have, whatever your hopes, your aspirations, whatever it is that you want to be done with your property, that we have as women to make sure their names appear on those properties, you actually will have saved it before you die. Because when you die, you're gone. And no one can actually stand up and say that she wanted this to be done.
Mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi kululungelo ukuthi umntwana lwana naye kumele athole inzuzo. Ngoba lwana umuntu oyabe sebhubhile uyabe nguyise. So akumelanga ukuthi siyehlukanise abantwana nxa vele bezelwe ngubaba oyedwa. Hayi, mina ambona umntwana kalaqala vele. Umntwana kalaqala vele thina njengabomama kumele sikunanzelele ukuthi ngazi ubaba aphuma aye ngale gangeni thola ingane khona ngale gangeni. Ingane liyana vele nxa umama sibili ozalwa esintwini. Kumele ingane liyana uyicele ukuthi ibuyizohlala lapha igcinakale lapha uyigcine njengabantu abakho ngoba ligazi lomkakho. Abanye ukuthi nje thina omama abanye sisuka sibe sesiyithatha isono sikamama lwana uyabeze umntwana lwana ngibe sengisifaka kakhulu emntwaneni. Kanti-ke vele umntwana yena uyabe ngelacala. Kodwa mina ngombono wami kumele umntwana laye kube lilungelo lakhe umntwana ukuthi athole ishebu emzuzweni nalana eyabe iphiwa abanye abantwana ngoba ngumntwana laye njengabanye abantwana. Kukalutshwane lokuthi khona omama thina njengabantu abangomama ukuthi sikwanelise lokhu. But abanye bayakwanelisa sibili but abanye angiboni ukuthi bayakwanelisa. Kuya laphana sokusiya ngokuthiyana kokuthi yena umuntu vele ulenhliziyo enjani.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at legal documents that women need to protect their personal and property rights. What are your views on the issue?
Women's rights organizations, including the Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, or ZWLA, says women need to be empowered to know their rights in acquiring legal documents that protect them in the event of unseen circumstances, Mavi.
And earlier on, PJ, I actually spoke to the transformative justice manager, Tari Rotandi, who told me that, you know, such simple documents like personal identification cards, marriage certificates, title deeds, and wills are very important, that a woman needs to possess those so that she is legally protected.
Lamhlanje uhlelo lethu asihluzeni bomama. Sihluza indaba zengwalo ezigqakathekileyo empilweni yomuntu wonke hatshi owesifazane kuphela. Sikhangela izingwalo ezinjengama birth certificate. Ukuthi ukhona na ku-account yomkakho. Ukhona na kuma-title deeds endlu yakho nxa kungenzeka ukuthi umkakho liwelo ingozi ukuthi ulahlekelwe nguye umyeni wakho. Ukhona na khona lapho abantu abazibuza na ukuze ukuthathela impahla yonke okugoqela yona indlu. Ulazo na izingwalo ezifana le-will eqhakathekileyo kakhulu. Lingahleki kumbe lithi lesabele khatshana ukuthi engxenye sesihlolozela ukuthi umuntu seza kufa. Hhayi. Sikhuluma ukuthi umuntu wonke sinje sonke sizakufa. Kumele ke siqoqe ukuthi kuza kwenzakalani ebantwaneni kulabo obachileyo. Wena ungokwakho uyibhalile na iwili yakho. Uwenzele ukuthi abangakini bangahluphani lemuli yakho. Kule wili yini echiwe ngumkakho lapho esebhubhile ekuchiyele abantwana ukuthi wondle wedwa.
Aiwa, iroida maPJ nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai. Tiri kutarisa isu PJ Magwaro. Anodikanwa iwo nemudzimai kuti anzi iye akarongeka. Tachaura nemasangano anomirira madzimai munyika vachiti ivo vazhinji havatozivi kuti unofanira kunge une magwaro akadai se birth certificate.
Yeah.
Marriage certificate.
Muchato.
Muchato. Uyezve nekunyora gwaro riye risingadowanzotaurwa nevanhu vakawanda rewiri. Nekuti patataura nesangano reZimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association vati ivo gwaro rakaita sewiri harireve kuti wava kufa ba. Rinoreva kuti uchazodaiwe kuti vana vako vachengetedzwe sei. Uchazodaiwe semudzimai kuti zvinhu zvako zvipatsanurwe sei. Saka nasi ndo zvatichange tichizeyana nezvazvo PJ. Asi tisati taenda kunyaya huri iyoyo tichambotaura nemadzimai ari muno muAmerica vari kuita ivo musangano mukuru
ku Cincinnati uri kutanga iwo nasi maneri uyezve imi muri kuenda kumusangana iwo
yahambe kuhlanganeno nalo oh women of dominion international lo umhlangano obuthanisa abesifazane abadabuka eZimbabwe bazahlangana bevela kuma states wonke okugoqela o Texas o California o Indiana Boston khona apa e DC e Maryland e Virginia zonke ndawo bazabe bebuthene e Cincinnati e Ohio.
PJ, so we are actually going to start off with the Women of Dominion because we have them on Skype and on the phone and to just hear in 2 minutes what their conference is all about before we go and do our main show today, which is concentrating on legal documents that women need to protect their personal and property rights. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor Makadi.
How are you? Magadi ni mimi.
Aiwa, tiri takanaka zvedu tokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu che Women's Round Table.
Mazvita.
Mungatitsana nguro here nezvegungano ramunaro iri ku Cincinnati.
Tiri kusangana kubva zuva ranhasuno remusuwa 2 July kusvika musuwa 5 July semadzimai e Women of Dominion International. Popatinenge tichibatsirana nekudzidzisana nekutsigirana semadzimai eZimbabwe vanasikana veZimbabwe kuti tisimuke titore zvinhano zvedu nesimba munyika dzino dzavatorwa dzatiri asi tisingakangane kuti tiri maZimbabwenzi ari kumusha saka tinenge tiri pano tichitenda Mwari wedu tichinamata nekusimbisana nekupanana mazano.
Natsi muchirongwa chedu tiri kunyanyo tarisa nyaya yemagwara anodiwa nemadzimai. Handizive kuti kumusangano mukuru uyu muchange mune magweta here anenge achidzidzisawo madzimai ari mudiaspora kuti mapepa anodikanwa ndeapi.
Ichokwadi pakati pedu tine magweta akati wandei asi neurombo kuti panguva inezvi vamwe vedu vari kumabasa asi tinawo magweta atinoita kusanganisira kuti tinosangana zvakare pamaprayer line atinoita semadzimai ari mudiaspora kubva kumastates akasiyana siyana kusvika kunana Canada ana UK kwatinoite ikoko chete tine magweta dzimweni dzenguva anouya kuzodzidzisa madzimai nekutaura kana tichita misangano yakadai saizvozvi tinenge tine madzimai zvakare anouya kuzodzidzisa vari magweta pamusoro pezvinhu zvakawanda wanda zvemitemo nyika yedu yeZimbabwe nemunyika dzakasiyana siyana idzo dzatinogara.
Aiwa, ramba yenyu muri ipapo parunare timboenda kuZimbabwe timbonzwa kuti vanyarikani vedu vachange vachitibatsira kuzeya nhasi tavawana here
ije.
Ulapha ke unkosikazi umbe umuntu uPastor Makhaya bekhuluma lapha ngodaba lwe Women of Dominion International umhlangana lo okhona eCincinnati oqalisa lamhlanje yena lapho emfanekisweni we Skype simbona vele sefile anje wabona ma uPastor Makhaya uthi yena labo labo bazabe bekhona amagqwetha khona ngale laba cebisa ngendaba zemali abacebisa ngendaba zokholo njalo umhlangano lo ayiso walamhla kuphela bayahlangana kwezinye zezikhathi kuma telephone conference calls bekhuleka bekhulekela izimuli zabo okuyinto enhle akwamagama kodwa ke sithe sibanike ithuba lokuthi bathi hlahlahlahu ngama fichane kodwa okuningi sizakuletha ngeviki ezayo ikho lapho esizabe sikhuluma ngokugcweleyo ngewomen of international Women of Dominion International.
Aiwa, zvakanaka zvakadaro PJ. Now we are going to try and see if we have our guest from Zimbabwe so we can go back to our main topic, which is really looking at legal documents that women need to protect their personal and property rights. But before that, I think our intern, Ms. Rutendo Kayo, actually prepared some good sound bites for us, telling us about some of the legal services that are available for free in Zimbabwe.
Here are some organizations in Zimbabwe that offer women free legal services. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, Legal Resources Foundation, Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, Kanokanga and Partners Law Firm, and the University of Zimbabwe Legal Aid and Advice Scheme.
Well, thank you there, Ms. Kayo, for giving us that. And I understand that we have our guests on the line, Ms. Tariro Tandi from the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, and also Busi Murandu, also from the same organization. I'll start off with Ms. Busi Murandu because I'd already spoken to Tariro. Ms. Murandu, welcome to the Women's Roundtable.
Thank you, PJ. How are you?
This is marvelous, but I will take you over to PJ so you can continue with her.
Sorry, PJ, go ahead. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. How are you, Zimbabwe? How is USA?
USA is fine, but you heard what we're discussing about. We are really looking at legal documents that women need to protect their personal and property rights. If you can just take us through that, what in your own words and through working with women, what have you seen that women need to be prepared for?
Which is a bit problematic, mostly top of the list.
Well, usually in our work, what you observe is that women, because we are trained to let our husbands take leadership, take charge of everything in the family, we don't concern ourselves with legal documents, with knowing where legal documents are kept. For example, title deeds to the houses that we are supposed to own in partnership with our husbands. And at times we don't even know where the marriage certificate is kept. But you know, when you get married, the pastor actually hands over the marriage certificate to the wife. But when we get home, it's handed over, kunababa, and the husband is the one who keeps it. And at times we don't even know where the children's birth certificates are. And unfortunately, life is not as smooth as we would like it to be. You then find that when there is a problem, let's say maybe the husband dies, the wife does not know where to begin. At times she doesn't even have the account number to the bank where they are keeping their money. You find that in addition to mourning one's husband, you also don't even know where to begin financially, where to begin to process his estate and make sure that you and the children are taken care of.
Saka sangano rinenge renyu rinobatsira sei panenge pakadai?
Ini na awa andisi ku Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association.
Mapromote kwa noti ndo. Ai, wapaka naka shwapu. Munga gonongo titaro pani mamwiri masangani.
And being a woman, and also I've worked angu closely in Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association. You find kutivano yeza kubatira kuti famenge mchaka gara, muri mchechetere paya, muru kufara kumba. Try and make sure you are informed kuti zunusuri kufamba sei mumba. Mere zetifike chiribushi angetiru wapai, matai kilidize garu, aripai, kasate zaere kubadara mortgage, and so on, you know, my basics, which one needs to know. For example, kana ari kugara mumba kuti imba iyi yakamira sei, to what extent we own the house, to what extent am I protected should my husband not be there, to what extent are my children protected should maybe me and my husband not be there, and at times to what extent my husband is protected should I not be there. Because for me, it cuts both ways. It's just that for women, but it cuts both ways. They need to protect one another in case something happens that we all don't want it to happen, but at times it happens.
Thank you very much. I think I will cross over to PJ so she can just summarize for...
Ungasikwasisela ngamafichane ukubana... Iziziphi inhlupho ezidibana labo mama abesifazane ikakhulu nxa sikhangele ingwalo lezi eziqhakathekileyo, ingwalo ezifana lama birth certificate okunengi sibili elidibana lakho nxa lisebenza labo mama, inkinga abalidibana lazo, ikuphi okumele sikunanzelele?
Yeah, omama nxa behlezi behlezi ezindlini labo baba kumele babone ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi izincwadi ezinjengezincwadi ezithengisa ukuthi indlu ngeyabo zingaphi. Lokubona nje ukuthi la uyibizwe lakho likhona kuma-title deeds endlu elithi ngeyenu. And lokuthi libe ngabantu abakwanisa ukuxoxa bekhululekile ukuthi mhlawumbe ungavuka ngingekho. Kwini okuzakwenzakala, how protected are you? Wena ungavuka ungekho, kwini okuzakwenzakala, how protected am I? Singavuka singekho sonke songu-2 abantu bethu. Ama-documents bayawabona ngapho ukuthi baqalise ukuprocess i-state yethu. Kumebhethekhe ukuthi abantwana angaphi. Isithupha somtshado singaphi. And umtshado okhona ngumtshado ominjani. Into ezinjalo esizitshiya kubobaba. Esuka ubona ukuthi nxa umkakho engakuchiya before you, usukuthwale nzima. Kwesikhathi kube nzima even to prove ukuthi indlu leyo ohlala kiyo ngeyeni lonke lobabili. Isikhathi esiningi siyesaba even lokubhaliwile. Sabe sicabanga ukuthi ungakhuluma ngewini sokungani sifuna ukubulala indoda.
Ikanti-ke izinto eziqakathekileyo kakhulu. Ubambe ecingweni khona lapho. Sike sixoxe lo nkosikazi Thari Rotandi.
Yes, I think we'll take Ms. Thari Rotandi on the line, although we spoke to you earlier on before we get to our Skype guests who are waiting patiently in Cincinnati, because maybe they will also want to ask a few questions. Ms. Tandi, can you tell us what kind of services does your organization offer to women that are looking for legal services?
Thank you so much. As Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, we offer free legal advice. So if somebody, for example, wants to know what their rights, their entitlements, what it is that they can do, probably they want to sign a contract, or they even want to know what sort of information to look out for when they want to protect and ensure that their rights and interests are actually protected. We do offer those services for free. We also give legal representation in cases where people find themselves dissolving a relationship in, you know, matters of divorce, matters of separation, at times in matters of maintenance. We also assist indigent women to then access the services that they would want without necessarily paying for those services. So these are provided.
Kune madzimai akateerera angati iwo vanokuwana ipapi uyezve zvamunopa izvi pachena here kana kuti zvinofamba sei?
Maservices edu atinopa tinoapa pachena. Tine maofices muHarare ka17500. Tine maofices kuBulawayo, tine maofices kuChinoyi nekwaRapi.
Yeah, chimbobata yenyu makadaro. We're going to go back, PJ, to our Skype guests who we have put on the on hold just so that we could reach out to Zimbabwe. I understand we also have Dr. Natsai Jou, who's alongside with Pastor Makai. So our Skype guest, oh, welcome to the to the Women's Forum.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe we can now turn to Pastor Dr. Netai Jou. Tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you are doing in Zimbabwe.
Oh, okay. Women of Dominion has a committee, a project committee, that's working to help people at home. And it's made up of 5 teams, really. We have a team that does the needs assessment to see who in the group of people that we're trying to help needs the help. And we do have a criteria that they kind of follow to be able to choose the right people. And then we have a team analysis that looks through and helps us identify my challenges or anything that else that might, you know, give us problems accomplishing what we want to do. And then we have a group that does the fundraising. We have a marketing team. We have a team that does the my grant proposals to try and get us some funding. And those are the teams that work together to do my projects. Our target population, we're working with people who live with albinism And then we also work with school kids. And Vana Gogo, who are helping taking care of my orphans.
Dr. Joe, if I may come in there and just say, Nasi tine vangu vanyari kanivedu variku Zimbabwe parizvino, vanoshanda nemasangano akadai seZimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, vatiri kukurukura navo, nokuti tiri kukurukura panyaya yemagwaro anodikanwa nemudzimai kunzi anzi iye akarongeka. Ameno kana mamune mibvunzo yamungade kubvunza, tina muzvare tariro tandi, uyezve tina sisibusi marandu vanoshandawo zvine madzimai kuti mukwanisewo kuzopakurira vari kuuya kumisangano yenyu.
Kana contribution yenyuwo imimi, pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro pechiro pemagwaro iwaya.
Ndichataura and then Pastor Makaiva gopedzisa. Women of Dominion, looking at that, when we talk about nezve Dominion, it's taking control, having empowerment, kuti vakadzi vakwanise kubatsira vamwe vanhu. Saka kana and it was formed based on that concept. Yokuti Mwari akatiti tite dominion over everything. And by doing that, vakadzi tinovaona vachikwanisa kuzvibatsira to get empowerment, so vagobatsirawo vamwe, especially kumba uko, because we know kuti kune vanhu vazhinji varikuda kubatsirwa vasina kubatsirwa navamwe vanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Pastor Makai, mungoti ga, tisati tazo, timuende zvenyu. Mungo, utaura neya tiri kuzeya iyi nyaya yemapepa yatambobata payapaya.
Icho kwadi nyaya yemapepa tiri kutaura kudaro tichitarisira kuti madzimai eZimbabwe timire takaita kuenzana nevarume vedu parutivi neparutivi, kwete kuti pasipe tsoka dzevarume vedu. Nekuti isusu tinenge tichidzidzisa kuti mudzimai haasi pasipe tsoka dzemurume, asi kuti mudzimai wakangosikwa zvakafanana nemurume, takasiyana miviri yatinopfekai. Saka Mwari haana kumbotaura musoko rake kuti tonga kana kuti dominate kana kuti dominion iri over mudzimai. Saka mapepa, mudzimai unofanira kuziva zviri kuitika mumhuri. Mudzimai unofanira kuzivawo kuti kana murume akafa ndinoenda nekupi. Mudzimai unofanira kuzivawo marights ake. Saka ndizvo zvinhu zvatinenge tichigadzirisa, asi tichi musoko raMwari tichisimbisa madzimai nekuvaudza kuti tinawo magweta anokwanisa kuendwa nemadzimai, nekuti madzimai mazhinji haana mari yekuti vaende kumagweta iwaya atiri kunzwaya. Asi tingafara kuziva zvakanyanya magweta iwaya kuti atibatsire isu seWomen of Dominion tiri kuno kudiaspora. Tine mhuri dzatakasiya kumisha dzakawanda. Tine madzimai ane varume vari kushaya, vamwe vari kunoko vari kutorerwa dzimba. Tine madzimai iko zvino asisina pfuma dzavo, vane vana kuno, baba vakashayiwa mapepa vari kumusha. Saka matambudziko emadzimai akati kurei. Asi tingafara zvikuru kubatana neZimbabwe Lawyers Association iri kumusha kuti itibatsire seWomen of Dominion madzimai eZimbabwe ari mudiaspora. Tinoda kushanda pamwe chete nemi, ndosaka tiri kuita misangano iyo iyi.
Aiwa, tinotenda sisi PJ vachangoti ga. Rambe yenyu muri ipapo timboona kuti patichapinda muchikamu chedu chechipiri tingaenderere mberi. PJ.
Yeah, uPastor Makai kanyelo lo Dr. Joe kade lokhu besakhuluma lapha ngokwenzakala emhlanganweni weWomen of Dominion, besithi omama kumele bahlome kumama, omama batholise ulwazi lokuthi bangazivikela njani emendweni empilweni ngazo zonke izikhathi. Kodwa ke mavelasi enzame ukuthi ngithi ngikhulume ngakho singakayi esigabeni sesibili njengoba naso kusele umzuzu owodwa. Wothi ngithi fahla ngenhlanganiso ezikhona ezilakho ukuthi zincede omama eziseZimbabwe. Kule Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association le ikayibhatalisi layo iyakwanisa ukunceda omama. Kube le University of Zimbabwe Legal Aid and Advice Scheme Legal Aid Clinic. Kube njalo le Kanokanga and Partners Law Firm. Kube njalo le Legal Resources Foundation.
Aiwa, zvakanaka azotenderera mberi. We just want to thank our guests, Tariro Tandi of the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, and Miss Busi Marandu, who works with women, and also on Skype, Dr. Natsai Jowu and Pastor Makai, who's joining us, who are with us on the program as we live stream. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com. I'm Marvelous Mflanganya Huye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah, as divaneni kuhlandla lesibili, kodwa ke lapho siyabe sesikuwebo.